Welcome to Two Guys and a Question. Between them, Alan Creedy and Danny Jefferson have almost 100 years hands-on experience with funerals, funeral directors, finance, and real-life situations. Every Tuesday and Thursday, they field questions for more than 1,200 subscribers, hoping to stimulate your thinking and resolve your challenges.
This is Alan Creedy.
This is Danny Jefferson.
And Danny, I got a question for you.
All right.
This is one of the things I admire that you have done. Funeral homes typically have what I call a service area. In other words, it may be 3 miles radius, or it could be four major metropolitan cities. It could be blocks in rural areas. It could be 20, 30 miles. How do you increase your service area? How do you expand that beyond those normal limits?
Well, when I bought the funeral home that I had for 15 years, one of the things that I did was realize that I was in the middle of three larger cities. So being in the middle of three larger cities, you had to take business from those cities or you weren't going to grow your business because the area of the town was small.
Okay, so I was going to ask that. And the problem was that the size of your direct community was self-limiting.
Yes, it was.
And in order for you to grow your business, you had to expand beyond those areas.
Right.
Okay.
And the way to do it in the old way was to advertise and try to, but right. The people aren't going to pick a funeral home just because of a billboard. I've never, ever understood that. Now, if you have something that nobody else has and you want to get, but you'll never get a return on your investment that I think.
But so But you, at those days, am I not correct, could you afford things like TV advertising?
No, I didn't have that kind of money. So I had to do it myself, which actually works better. And when I say I do it myself, one of the things was, the simplest thing was focusing on the ministers in your community.
Okay, you start with them. Well, what if I'm in the Northeast and I don't have ministers?
Well,
I mean, it's unchurched and...
But there are other functions of
other influence
the community. You want to get groups, the Firefighters Association,
okay.
The police. Right now, I am chairman of a Crime Stoppers for the city. So I am recognizable. I've already done two TV interviews in the last 3 months because of...
How did you get those?
Well, you have to market yourself.
How did you do that?
Well, you tell people who you are, what you're doing, but as far as
you didn't hire a PR agency.
You don't need it now.
Okay.
Obviously, if you don't know how to do it, you may want to ask some questions like what we're doing. You can listen to this podcast, and we'll have some other information. But one thing that people miss is when you hire part-time people.
Oh.
If, for instance, you're looking to get into the firefighter community, firefighters are retiring every single day.
So okay.
A lot of them get in the landscaping business, I've noticed. But many of them don't know what they're going to do. You know the best person to ask? The fire chief. Who in your group is looking to retire in the near future? Or the police chief? Who on your group? Is looking to retire in the next few years. Ministers, a lot of people disagree with this, but I agree that ministers are a very, very good resource for part-time people. Now, if the minister's church that they had was...
So what I hear you saying is that when you're looking to hire these part-time people, part of what you're looking for is people who are already influencers in the community.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then you look for them that are not next door to the funeral home.
Okay.
You look for them in areas that you may or may not have served.
Okay.
Over the years. And then all of a sudden, you might have one service. All you need is one service to prove to the church community or the group community, whatever the community is, but the communities don't necessarily have to be religious. But if you serve that community, a country club, and do it well, they sit back and go, wow, The other place doesn't do that. The other place doesn't do that.
So implicit in your approach is that you have superior service. You actually do have superior service.
And you just simply make sure they know it.
How do you do that?
You tell them.
How do you tell them?
Do you have groups in your church that, you know, I don't charge to speak, and if you'd like for me to come and give a program, now I'm not going to talk about death and dying and all that other stuff. I want to give them information that they might need in case they do have a situation where they need to get Social Security, or what documents do they need. That was one of the more successful ones that I did, was the senior citizens group. I had a program entitled 26 Documents That You Need to Bring to the Funeral Home, or at least have ready when someone dies close to you.
Danny, I've always been a proponent of that approach, but what I've found is at least half the people I know in funeral service don't feel comfortable doing public speaking. But at the same time, many of those that do, I've learned that they actually have taught themselves or taken courses like Toastmasters or Dale Carnegie or Sandler Sales or something like that. Did you do that?
I did Dale Carnegie and Sandler Sales.
Yeah. And did it make an impact?
It made a wonderful difference. Now, one of the things that we've taught and I've had conversation with on our Blue Ocean tour is how to dress, how to stand, how to button your coat. But you have to teach these things to your staff.
Yeah.
But there are people, and I'm going to go back to the minister. One of the best resources that I had, and I had him in my pre-need program, was a minister.
Okay.
15-year background in ministry, and wanted to semi-retire, if you will. Couldn't have asked for a better speaker. And when I would get called to speak, a lot of times I would just refer them to him. And everybody knew that he was associated with my funeral home.
So you had, okay, that's interesting. So it doesn't have to be you.
It doesn't have to be me. That's why I said if you can get someone in a firefighter in the neighboring community that you rarely went to, and then when you go there to speak to the fire chief, when is your next Brunswick stew?
Yeah.
I want to get 20 quarts. And you don't just give them the money. You go there, and you try to be there at the busiest time.
Exactly.
And then you meet the ladies that make, man, this is the best stuff I've ever had in my life. Who cooked this? Is there a recipe? Those things work, and they don't take – you got to eat somewhere. I'd rather eat at that church than Taco Bell.
So one of the things I've learned in my life is that people like to buy from people they like. And what you are doing is giving them an opportunity to like you.
Keep in mind, always keep in mind that to have a position in the marketplace, when people think of your product or service, they think of you.
First.
No. To have a dominating position in the marketplace, they think of you first.
Ah, good
now,
point.
Now, here's what that is, and this best way I can describe it. When that nurse comes into the ER waiting room with that family, and has a clipboard, says, I'm sorry, your loved one did not survive that accident, that heart attack, whatever the situation is. What funeral home do you want us to call? I have learned they are not on their phones calling to see what your prices are at funeral homes. They are going to say the name of one they know, one they've heard about, the last funeral they went to, but most of the time, we know David Hernandez. We know Cody Jones. We know Alan Creedy. That's who, and I'm not sure what the funeral home name is, but they work there.
Well, you know something else that happens?
What happens?
Sometimes the family does know who they want, and what you want them to do, what you want the nurse to do, whomever, when they say the Smith Funeral Home, you want them to either, through body language, or actually say, good choice.
Right. You want them to say that.
So, to sum up, you expand your service area by going out and doing personal promotion. That's the best way to do it.
And it's okay to say personal promotion. A lot of people, they want to be humble. You know, I don't want. You're not going to toot
your horn. Who is?
Yeah, exactly.
So, guys, you can do it, and we can help.
Remember to send your questions by clicking the link at www.twoguysandaquestion.com. New questions are answered every Tuesday and Thursday at 4:22 p.m. Eastern Time.